Welcome to the second game of the conference for the Dominican Penguins men's soccer team here. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Very exciting game today versus the Dixie State. You know, I don't have their mascot with me, but it is the Penguins versus Dixie State. And it should be a very, very exciting, very physical game today here in San Rafael, California at Kennelly Field. Here are the starting lineups for Dixie State. Number one, we have Tyler Walters, a junior keeper from Ogden, Utah. Senior Jordan Roylance from Smithfield, Utah, senior. Sophomore Eric Schallenberger, midfield out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Number six, Alex Lahan, sophomore out of Draper, Utah. Number seven, Tyler Albritson, senior midfielder out of North Ogden, Utah. Number nine, Ryan Benevente, a freshman out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Number 10, Michael Ropilato, freshman out of Roy, Utah. Number 12, Timothy Hsu, a junior defender out of Henderson, Nevada. Number 14, Alex Cox, a sophomore defender out of Willard, Utah. Number 16, David Pataki, junior defender out of Glendale, Arizona. And rounding out the starting lineup for Dixie State, Joshua Cook, junior midfielder out of Las Vegas, Nevada. And that is your starting lineup for Dixie State. We take a pause for the national anthem. And we are almost ready to get started here at Kennelly Field. Big game between Dominican and Dixie State. Here is your starting lineup for the Dominican Penguins. At keeper, sophomore Eric Anderson from Davis, California. Number two, Swap Mushiana, a midfielder from Fremont, California. Sophomore Colby Mitnick from Newcastle, California. Sophomore Fabian Valdez Mendoza from Santa Rosa, California. Number five, veteran Sam Vela from Belmont, California. Number seven, Nuri Bonacosta, sophomore out of San Rafael, California. Number eight, David Mendez, the forward from Windsor, California. Number 10, Pedro Guevara from Santa Rosa, California. Number 21, defender Jordan Rohde, a junior out of Arcata, California. Number 23, Corey Vanderpool, sophomore from Murrieta, California. And alongside him, Chris Sennis, the freshman from San Diego, California. As both teams start to huddle up and get pumped for this game, a very, very exciting game today. The wind is picking up a little bit as I speak right now. It was very, very dead all before the game, but right now the wind is starting to pick up a little bit, going mostly towards the north side of the field, the side the Dominican is starting to defend on. So they will be going a little bit against the wind. It's slight, but we'll see if it makes a difference for this game. Dixie State will have the wind at first, and they will start the kickoff with the ball as each team has their pregame ritual. Dixie State starts down the field, charging down the field right down the middle right away. Already a foul on Dominican. Just maybe 5 seconds into this game. Down a little bit is number two, Jordan Roylance, but he gets up, and Dixie State will have a free kick. Number 12, Timothy Hsu, will have the kick from the very, very middle of the field, about 40 yards away. The kick's in there. It's off the wall, Shoe gets it back, hits it right back in. The flick is there in the box. Neri gets it away for Dominican, but Dixie State still has the ball. The shot is way over for number four, Eric Schallenberger. He had a go. About a minute into this game, really trying to pick up the pace already, Dixie State is. But it was far over the bar. Eric Anderson passes it to Corey Vanderpool. Work it around the right side of the field as Schwab Musiana looks upfield. Plays the through ball across the field to Nuri Bonacosta, who has number seven, Tyler Albertson, guarding him. It's a one-on-one opportunity on the left side. Nuri goes line against him, pulls it back, and goes line again. Gets the left-footed cross in the air. It's headed out by Dixie State. But Dominican gets the ball back. Fabian Valdez-Mendoza pass it to Schwab Musiana in the middle. Tries to play a through ball down the middle to David Mendez, but it's cleared out of bounds by Dixie State. On the left side of the attacking side for Dominican, Valdez-Mendoza will have the throw-in. A good early start for Dominican. Nuri already got down the line, and they already are making piercing runs. David Mendez has the ball in the corner, trying to keep it, trying to go one-on-one. Goes for the Meg, in fact. Still has the ball, gets by the defender, and plays it off of number seven, Tyler Albertson, for the corner. Good play and good way to keep the ball by David Mendez. It's hard to say enough about David Mendez and his work ethic. It's just constant, 24-7, 90 minutes every single game, every single day. It never stops with David Mendez. Here is Pedro Guevara for the corner. It's in the air, far post. Vanderpool's there, has the volley, and it's right to the keeper, Tyler Walters. He had a chance, Vanderpool did, on the far post. It went over everyone's head, right to him, but his volley bounced off the ground. Now he has to get back for the header. Vanderpool again challenges the header with Roylance. It's right up there, and Dixie State has a throw-in on the left side as Dominican hurries back to get back on defense behind the ball. A little trip up by Benavente for Dixie State, and Dominican works to try to get the ball, but the foul is called in the middle of the field on Pedro Guevara. He's pleading to the ref, saying both people were to blame, both people were grabbing, but the foul is called on Guevara. The play is back to the right back of Dixie State. It's played all the way in. Eric Anderson with the punch, punches the head of a Dixie State player, but it ends up being offside. Nothing there for Dixie State. They really went for a big long ball to a streaking forward there. Eric Anderson, a good come out on that one. Rohde plays it down the right sideline for a running Mendez, and the Dixie State defender heads it out. But here's Musiana, steals the ball. Vela with a nice slide. It took only 4 minutes for Sam Vela to get his first slide tackle, and that seems like a long time for him. He's known for those type of plays. Rohde makes a nice play to Schwab Musiana on the right sideline, who plays it to Vela. To Guevara. Vela gets knocked down on the play, asks for a foul, but Dominican still has possession in the middle of the field, really working it with their midfielders, with their defenders right now to keep the ball. Towards the middle of the field now, Musiana looking up, looking for someone. A cutting Mendez plays a good through ball to Colby Mitnick, but it's cut off by number 14, Alex Cox, for Dixie State. Guevara with a great tackle to steal the ball from Joshua Cook. Keeps the ball to Musiana, who now has it to Mendez. Mendez has the ball, and they keep it. Unfortunately, Mitnick and Guevara making the same run. They can't do that right there. The ball gets to Guevara in the middle of the field on the outside of the box, looking for a left-footed shot. Can't find it. Plays it to Vela, and Dominican has to keep possession. Play it through the back. Running it through Guevara in the middle. Always a great strategy for Dominican. Dixie State looks for the counter, though. Sanis takes the ball in the middle of the field. Easy for him. An easy take. Hands are all over Guevara, but no foul. Interesting development there. We'll see if this game keeps staying this physical. Already three fouls in this game. Musiana plays it to a checking Guevara on the outside of the 18-yard box, but the ball is hit right to keeper Tyler Walters. 39 minutes left in this game, still 0-0. It's a short drop kick, Walters, and it goes to Dominican. Nuri will try to look for one-on-one opportunity, gets double-teamed, and still keeps the ball. Unbelievable by Nuri Bonacosta. Good footwork by him. Musiana tries to play the through ball in the middle, but nobody is running. Good string of one-touch passes there by Dominican. About 4 1 touches in a row right there. Really important to keep the speed of this game and the pace of this game fast, especially on this turf. Dominican has the speed to keep it that way as Chris Senes goes down. A foul on number 10, Michael Ropilato, the freshman from Roy, Utah. A little bit slow to get up, but he looks okay. The foul is in the middle of the field, and he will be okay. Mitnick cuts to the ball, has to run over his head, looks like he's going to get it, gets pushed, but no call, just a little nudge. Mitnick has got to stay more physical than that. Rohde has a nice head on the ball from the throw-in, right to Musiana, but there's nobody for him to play to. As the defender for Dixie State tries to move up, and he keeps the ball. Now number 14, Alex Cox, looks to play it down the left sideline. Ryan Benavente down the left on the outside of the 18-yard box, but Corey Vanderpool is there to block the cross. It's out for a corner. We have a substitution on the corner. Number 18, Eric Christensen, a freshman out of Layton, Utah. Coming in for number 12, Timothy Shue, the junior defender out of Henderson. Dixie State has the corner from the left side. It's in the air, a high corner. Way up in the air, and it's cleared out by the foot of Chris Senes. Number 4, Eric Schallenberger thought about a 35-yard volley, but then he decided to trap it and take it anyways. Wide right, the shot is. Eric Anderson has a goal kick now. Begging people to go up. Eric Anderson has himself a boot. He can kick it with the help of the wind. Much, much past halfway, even on a goal kick, not just on a drop kick. He definitely has the foot to play keeper. As Rohde steals the ball, a good steal from Dixie State. Colby keeps the ball on his right foot, cutting towards the middle of the field, plays it with his left towards Nuri. They have a three-on-three, basically. Nuri gets by his defender, looks for Mendez on the right side. Mendez has the shot. It's blocked by Dixie State, and it's cleared out by Alex Longhoon coming into the middle of the field. A good run by Dominican there, and they're going to have to keep that going. Dixie State tries to play it up the left line, but it's out for a throw-in. A good streaking counter by Dominican. It looks like their counters are really starting to work. They got a shot right there. Unfortunately, not a shot on target. Mendez's shot was blocked by the Dixie State defender. But a great look still, and they are going to keep that going. Dixie State plays it down the left sideline. Rohde steals it again. So far, a very good game by the Dominican right back, Jordan Rohde. It's played to number 2. Dixie State has a shot from the middle of the field, and it's blocked by Eric Anderson, diving to his right on the ground. It was a nice shot. Number 2, Jordan Roylance, had oodles and oodles of space to turn behind him. Corey Vanderpool and Chris Senes, neither of them stepped up on him. Roylance had the quick turn to his left, hit the ball from about 18, 19 yards away in the middle of the field. Eric Anderson had to make a nice stop. Here's the corner from Dixie State. It's still in Dixie State possession. The shot is to Eric Anderson, diving to his right, picks up the ball, and Dominican is safely away. Everybody's getting up right now. Dominican is really trying to stay up the field. Dixie State has already had an opportunity or two right there. They have to keep that going. Rohde's header, unfortunately, out of bounds, and it is, again, Dixie State ball on their left sideline. Joshua Cook with the throw to the middle of the field, all the way to Michael Ropilato, who plays it down the line. Doesn't get anything with it, though. Musiana calmly picks up the ball. Mendez and number 14, Alex Cox, working hard. Mendez down the line, absolutely working. Cox plays a beautiful flick to Colby on the right sideline, gets the cross in, but a very, very nice stop by David Pataki to save the cross from going into the middle. And as he runs all the way up the half line, plays the ball, a beautiful through ball between Rohde and Vanderpool, but Vanderpool is there to get the stop, goes in hard into Ryan Benavente, and kicks it out for a throw-in, a Dixie State throw-in. Good recovery by Vanderpool to get back on that through ball on the ground. It will be Dixie State throw in a dangerous position, all the way deep on the left sideline. The throw is in, but no Dixie State player is anywhere near it. Eric Anderson easily picks up the ball. Excuse me, actually, the throw, nobody was there because the throw went out of bounds. It is a goal kick for Dominican. As the wind starts to pick up again, Anderson has a bit of a weak kick. That wind is starting to affect his kicks. But Valdez Mendoza has it on the left side, plays it to Nuri, loses the ball, gets tripped up a little bit. Chris Sanis has it now. Plays it across to Jordan Rohde, who looks to look up the field for something, some runs. Nuri, David making runs. David makes a great run, gets the head on it. Good positioning by David Mendez, and in comes Alex Lahoon to save the day for Dixie State. If he wasn't there, David Mendez would have had a volley opportunity from about 15 yards away. Beautiful opportunity for Dominican. A good ball there by Jordan Rohde. Mendez was making the cross run, and Rohde played it right to his head. Mendez was able to head it to himself, too. Get by the defender and try to have the go, but Lahoon was there. As Dominican lines up in their corner formation, they're about five or six of them are all in a bunch. They get out of the bunch. The cross is there, and it's to the keeper. Has to hit it out. It's a goal by Dominican. Corey Vanderpool off the deflection of the keeper, Tyler Walters, gets it on the left side with a left-footed volley. A beautiful goal to the top corner. Nothing the keeper could do, and it is 1-0 Dominican with 32 minutes left in the first half. What a fantastic start by Dominican. Really starting this game out well. Again, on the counter, Mendez had the header to get the corner. And Vanderpool was there for the garbage. It was tipped right to him by the keeper as Colby Mitnick streaks down the line. He's getting by everybody. Schwab Muciano right on the right side of the box gets the cross in, blocked by Dixie State. And it is another corner for Dominican. Already their third corner of the game, and we are only 13 minutes into this half. Dominican with four shots in the game compared to Dixie State's three. Each team has two saves to their keeper, Anderson and Walters. As Dominican sets up for the corner, and again, they have about five people bunched up, and then they all decide to make their runs after the bunch. To the keeper, Chris Sennis tries to block the keeper, but Walters is there and cradles it in as he waits for the rest of his Dixie State team to get down the field. A big kick about three quarters of the way down the field. It's right to Dominican, though. Sennis plays it to a checking Mitnick. Back to Vela and back over to the right side, Rohde. And a wonderful give and go by Mendez and Muciana on the right sideline. Unfortunately, the ball was a bit too strong. Muciana couldn't quite reach it. Throw in on the left side for Dixie State. Bit of gamesmanship right now. The ball was by a lot of Dominican players. None of them really decided to get the ball. That's just, many people call that bad sportsmanship. That's not it at all. That's soccer right there. You know, if the ball is there and it's not yours, let the other team get it. Let them get tired. Why do you have to chase the ball when it's the other team's ball? That's really just gamesmanship. Colby Mitnick open on the right side, looking back towards the middle, plays it easily to Muciana. Dominican's really keeping possession in this game. definitely has more possession than Dixie State, and they, with the 1-0 lead, have made something of it, too. Dixie State looks to counter. It's a 2-on-4 right now as number 9, Ryan Benavente, streaks down the right sideline. Corey Vanderpool with the tackle. The cross is in, but no Dixie State player is there. Kicked out by Senis. Dixie State comes back, stolen by Musciana, played over to Nuri Bonacosta on the left side, and he looks up the field. Sees Guevara and keeps possession, plays it back to Musciana, out of pressure. Musciana has tons of time now and plays it down the left sideline. A beautiful ball to Nuri Bonacosta, who plays it inside to David Mendez, and the trap off of David is hit out for yet another corner for these Dominican Penguins. The fourth corner of the game, 30 minutes left in this half. And Guevara will line up for the kick. Dominican gets all their big bodies in there. Corey Vanderpool, Chris Senis, center backs, but two of the best headers on Dominican. They are always up there for each corner. It's obviously proved worthy, as Vanderpool already has a goal in this game. It is kicked out for another corner for Dominican, this time on the right side, as Musciana will take this one. Holding back for Dominican, making sure there are no easy one-on-one opportunities on the counter for Dixie State. Jordan Rohde, Fabian Valdez Mendoza staying back with the lone forward, as Musciana lines up for the kick. It's in the air. Towards the middle, it's headed out by Dixie State. Pedro Guevara has the volley kicked out by Dixie State again. Vela gets the trap on the outside, and Rohde and Valdez Mendoza are there. The ball is to the right side now. Mitnick has it looking up and plays it back to Rohde to keep possession. Rohde plays a dangerous ball, but Musciana able to save it. Mendez, a great check and great movement by Dominican. Mendez checked towards the ball, drew both defenders, and Mitnick easily took the open space. He now has a chance for a cross on the right deep corner. It's cleared out to Musciana. Has the ball. A beautiful ball to streaking Pedro Guevara. Slid by the keeper, Walters. That was a fantastic through ball. On the ground, Guevara and Musciana almost connected there. Walters had a hard, aggressive come out, though, was able to make nothing of it. Dominican ball again on their own side of the field this time. Mitnick checking towards the ball. Guevara checking towards the ball, and Dominican decides to just keep it with their keeper in the back. A tough ball by Sam Vela. Musciana tries to keep it, and he ends up doing it. Great hustle by Musciana. He's playing a very, very good game already. Vela tries to play all the way over the defender's head on the left side to Nuri Bonacosta. Doesn't quite work, but he gets it to him anyways. Nuri has the double team again. Dixie State is really pressuring Nuri Bonacosta. They know that he is very talented with his feet. The play to Pedro Guevara. It's a beautiful ball to Colby Mitnick. Has the shot. It's a kick save on the left side of the keeper, Tyler Walters. A very, very good pass and good shot by Pedro Guevara and Colby Mitnick. Mitnick made a great run through the side and in between the left back and the left center back of Dixie State. Guevara made the play. Mitnick couldn't quite put it in. Still a shot on target for Colby Mitnick. This is, I believe, the sixth or fifth corner, and the header by Vanderpool is headed out. A goal kick now for Dominican.
Three for us. I don't know how many they have.
Here is the goal kick for Dixie State. Down the field, headed away by Chris Senis. He is all over the place on those goal kicks. A big shove, but just a one-handed shove by 18 Eric Christensen, and he has the ball now on the left side, looking up, seeing some streaking forwards. Eric Anderson has to come out hard, and that has to be something. Number 9, Ryan Benavente ran right into Eric Anderson about a second after Anderson got the ball. could have ended badly. And in that case, once Anderson has the ball, and once the keeper in general has the ball, you cannot do anything to harm him. The referee's job is to absolutely protect the goalie at all costs. And if the keeper touches the ball, they can basically do anything to any forward. They can put a knee up, put some elbows up. If they get the ball, anything goes for Erik Anderson. The kick is to Colby Mitnick, who tries to work for the ball. Hit to Dixie State, and it's still in. Joshua Cook looks to beat Jordan Rohde down the left sideline, a one-on-one opportunity. Good footwork by him, but Rohde is staying there, making sure no cuts are worth anything. Here is Michael Ropolato, plays it down the left side. The cross is back in the middle for Dixie State. Can't quite get the clearance, and it looked like number four, Eric Schallenberger, ran right into Sam Vela's back. Sam Vela was waiting for the ball to get the clearance, and Schallenberger went hard into his back on the outside of the 18-yard box, Dominican's 18-yard box. Sam Vela is still down. The ref says the trainer is not needed, but Vela is still down in some pain. Might have just had the wind knocked out of him, but he really is slow to get up. Vela is a very tough guy. He'll do anything to stay in this game. But a very big tackle by Schallenberger. As the ref blows his whistle and we are back on, Vela gets back up, stretching a little bit, trying to get his back aligned. Might have gotten a little mixed up there on the hit, but he looks to be all right now as Musciano plays it in the middle to Guevara. Plays it a good through ball down the line, but Mitnick is not there. Good job by Rohde to take that ball and keep possession, play it back to Vanderpool. As Dominican keeps possession, trying to switch it through the back, really put some pressure on Dixie State, try to make them move as much as possible. Good give and go by Mendez and Guevara. Guevara finds Mendez again on the right side of the box, plays it in the middle. Guevara is there, gets the cross in. The save by Tyler Walters, and it's kicked out again by Dixie State for another corner for Dominican. I believe that is their sixth corner of the game already. 23 minutes left in this half, and already six corners for Dominican. Still 1-0 in favor of your Penguins. They have been really, really playing well, and especially against this Dixie State team, who's supposed to be a force in the PacWest Conference. Tyler Walters grabs the corner and waits for his Dixie State team to come out and put some pressure on Dominican. The boot is there by Walters. He really's got a leg on him, but it's cleared out easily by Fabian Valdez Mendoza. Out for a throw-in for Dominican. Stolen by a throw-in for Dixie State. And here comes number 10 down the line. The shot is wide for Dixie State. Erik Anderson watched it go out wide. They had an opportunity, and it was a shot not on target. Nothing too much of it. As here is Joshua Cook down the left sideline. Looks for a one-on-one opportunity again. Schallenberger against Vanderpool on the left side of the box. Rohde comes in to help. Tries to steal the ball, and the call is a corner kick out on Jordan Rohde. A corner kick for Dixie State on the left side of their attacking half at Kennelly Field. The Penguins have been looking very, very good in the first half of this half. Really putting pressure on Dixie State when they have the ball. Erik Anderson looks to punch it out, does, gets a good hand on it, clears it out as Mendez kicks it as far as possible, still about 30 yards away. Dixie State plays it back in. There's a man wide open on the left side, but he is offsides. That was number 10, Michael Ropolato, standing wide open, but offsides. playing it through the middle, keeping possession. Vela and Guevara work hard together. Those two center mids really work together. It's such a nice thing to have Vela and Guevara healthy once again for the Penguins. Chris Ennis has the ball and keeps possession with Vela. Vanderpool now in the back, and Dominican looks to play it around, really put pressure on Dixie State. Guevara runs right into a tackle. No talking by Dominican. They really need to tell he has a man on as Jordan Roiland tries to take on three Dominican defenders. Still going, gets tangled up, and there is a foul on the field called on Chris Senes. Vanderpool is not happy. Really thought that Senes and Vanderpool got mostly the ball. The ref did not see it that way. There was definitely a tangle up with Senes and Roiland. Roiland went hard right into the middle of the field right after the strength of Dominican's defense. Senes and Vanderpool managed to keep the ball, and now Dixie State has a 25-yard free kick in a dangerous area. The shot is there. It's right to the wall. The rebound is wide right. The shot by Ryan Benavente. Nothing too much for Eric Anderson to worry about, but still, off that rebound off the wall, Dominican has to be quicker in looking up and seeing where the rebound goes, because that was a little bit slowed. Benavente had plenty of time. Oh, and a good good movement by Mendez. Faked the check and then ran right down the line. Plays it to Nuri, who tries to get it back. But the left back for Dixie State, the right back for Dixie State, fast to come over and help. Here comes Cook. Good footwork. Plays it down the line. And still has it, actually. Looking for someone on Dixie State to help him. Every time Cook has gotten, he's really looked for a one-on-one opportunity. Plays it in the middle to Roylance, who goes towards middle. Has a right-footed shot. Soft on the ground from about 25, 30 yards away. Eric Anderson has it roll right to him, and he picks up the ball. Throws it to Jordan Rohde. Plays it down the line right to Joshua Cook's foot. But he kicks it back to Dominican, and they have possession again as they play it around now. Chris Senes deep in Dominican's corner. Dixie State really pushing up again, putting the pressure. Stolen by Dixie State. A good, amazing save by Eric Anderson, number 10. Michael Ropolato stole it from Chris Senes deep in Dominican's corner. Had the shot right away, but Eric Anderson, fantastic job of coming out as soon as possible and stopping that shot with a very aggressive play. Jordan Rohde and Joshua Cook get tangled up a little bit, and the foul is on Cook. Rohde had possession, and Cook definitely hacked him from behind. Chris Senes has got to pick up the pace a little bit when he's clearing, and not just Chris Senes. It's got to be everybody for Dominican. When they're clearing it and when they're just hitting it out, it's got to be out right away. Right away. Colby Minnick has the cross from the right side. Pedro Guevara has the shot. A diving save to the right. Tyler Walters picks up the ball. Colby Minnick tried to beat his man down the line and did. Had the right-footed cross on the line. Guevara was there, but it was not a good shot by Guevara. Just a slow roller. As here is Roylitz again with the shot. Eric Anderson has to hustle. It's deflected off Dominican, and he hustles to save it from a corner and grabs the ball. Eric Anderson still has not punted the ball. He's been able to throw it and keep possession for Dominican every single time. Musciano plays it to Mitnick, who doesn't quite get to the ball. It's played out of bounds by Eric Christensen. Dominican throw in on the right side. Jordan Rohde has the ball. Plays it to Musciano, who plays to Mendez. A good fake. Christensen was very fooled. Definitely thought Mendez was going to play it down the line. Went to his knees, but Mendez played it easily in the middle. Here's Guevara still with the ball. A pass down the middle. Mendez works hard. Keeps the ball. Keeps dribbling. Almost has the juke. But number 6, Alex Longhoon, couldn't get it. Luckily for Dominican, there was a foul earlier on the play, about 4 seconds earlier. And on that one, Vinny were a little confused. 4 seconds to wait for a foul, that's a bit of a long time. In soccer, there is advantage, which means if the foul is called and the team that drew the foul still has the ball and is still in an attacking position, the referee can wave off the foul and let them go, keep their position, and keep their attack going. Here is Dixie State now with the ball. They play it down the right sideline. The cross could be in here. It's a good one. Schallenberg has the volley. It's way over, though. A hard hit. Nothing of it, though, as we have some three substitutions for Dominican. Joshua Cook coming out, as well as Michael Robolato and Ryan Benavente. Coming in is Brock Morrison, number 11, Seth Azevedo, as well as number 19, Francisco Rivero. The goal kick for Eric Anderson. The wind is starting to pick up again. It just happens to be every time Eric Anderson has a goal kick, the wind starts to pick up. It just seems that way. Chris Sennis heads the ball away, but Dixie State still has it. Albertson in the middle working for the ball as here comes Jetsy Katzenbach, a new addition for Dixie State. Guevara working hard on defense, but Dixie State keeps the ball. Play it around, but they play it right to Dominican. Getting the ball, Rhodes got to play it out. He's under a little pressure, plays it to Musciana, and Dominican has possession still. Good job of not panicking and keeping it through the back. Playing at 2 feet. Big tackle by number 21, Brock Morrison. He thought he got the ball, but Mendez went down hard, and a foul on Morrison. Dominican free kick. A wonderful turn right around Pedro Guevara. Luckily for Dixie State, Albertson was fast enough to get back and steal the ball. Good tackle by Sennis. Looks up the field, tries to dribble, and gets fouled. Plays the ball, but was tackled on the play by the Dixie State defender. A foul on Dixie State. Sennis looked to really move down the field. A big run for a center back there, but was fouled on the play. Dominican will look to get this ball up. It's about 45 yards away from the goal. All outside the 18. It's a good ball. Nuri Bonacosta tries to get the head, but it's off of Alex Lahoon. This is the seventh corner for Dominican already. We have substitution for the Dominican Penguins. Number 13, Joshua Godoy coming in for the center midfielder, Sam Vela. As Casey Gibson, always the wonderful supporter, helps him out. Here is the corner kick from Swap Musciana. It's a short one, but it's cleared out by Dixie State for a throw-in. Out of play, the ball went. Eric Anderson has not let anything in, but he has definitely been busy all game. The ball is played across the field, cleared out by Dixie State, but not a good clear. Dominican keeps the ball. Godoy in the middle field has space, looks for Guevara in the middle of the field. Guevara looks for a through ball in, has to keep the ball. Nobody there. Mitnick on the right side now, and Mitnick has to keep the ball. Dixie State really keeping the pressure up here, and Rohde tries to dribble a little bit, plays it to Mendez, and here comes number 3, Katzenberg, all the way down the line. Rohde, fast enough to get by him, uses his body very, very well, gets right in between the ball and Katzenberg to get the tackle. Mendez with a great body tackle to steal the ball from Dixie State. Mitnick had a little miscommunication from Pedro Guevara, though. lost the ball. But here comes Valdez Mendoza off to Nuri Bonacosta on the left. Dixie State has to clear it out of danger for a throw-in for Dominican. Dominican has looked very, very sharp. Now 11 minutes left in the first half, and they should be keeping their heads pretty high because they have kept possession for really most of this game. It is important to build on this 1-0 lead because no lead is safe against Dixie State. Vanderpool looking for someone to pass to. He held the ball a little long, finally plays it up to Guevara. Walters thought about coming out, ended up deciding against it, and it is out on Dixie State on the right side for Dominican. Mitnick plays it into Rohde, and Mendez plays it into Mitnick. Mitnick has the opportunity for cross. It's a low cross on the outside of the 18. Fabian had the shot, but unfortunately could not get anything of it. Tyler Walters picks up the ball and throws it all the way to Alex Cox on the right side, about midfield right now. The Dixie State is looking to go up, and there is a foul on Josh Godoy about 45 yards away from the goal. They will be looking to cross this in. Dominican holds their defenders at the 18-yard line to make sure that Eric Anderson isn't completely crowded in his own box. They're going to really put a body on everyone there. Looks like everyone is marked up. Good communication is key on set pieces like that. And Dominican is looking to step up a little bit, try to draw them off sides. The cross is in. It's a short one, flicked on by Dixie State, but here is Vanderpool with the clearing header. As Godoy tries to get another header, it's a soft one though. Here comes Katzenberg trying to juke Godoy on the left side. Could not do it. Godoy stayed central, stayed goal side of the ball. Good defense by him, making sure no one-on-one opportunities go here for Dixie State. Rohde gets a little unlucky. It's played off of his back heel. Again, a throw-in for Dominican. Or excuse me, a throw-in for Dixie State. A deep throw, and here's the volley by number four, Schallenberg. Another volley by Katzenbach. Two volleys right in a row. Both bullets, but both off target for Dixie State. There's a substitution for Dominican. Evan Cordova comes in for Colby Mitnick. It looks like Cordova, the left footer, will go over to the left side, replacing Nuri. Nuri will come over to the right attacking side now and try to make his way and make his moves there. Nuri usually plays left almost exclusively, but when Colby does come out, he's very versatile, can play left or right or even middle. A versatile player that is very useful for Dominican, Nuri Bonacosta. And as he has the ball, plays it through, tries to find Guevara in the middle of the field. Guevara makes a good tackle, but it's kept by Dixie State on the left sideline. Katzenbach plays it in to number 18, Eric Christensen, who tries to play it inside, kicked away by Corey Vanderpool for a throw-in on the left attacking side for Dixie State. 7 minutes left in this half. Eight shots each for both teams. Five saves for Eric Anderson, three for Tyler Walters of Dixie State. The throw-in is in the air. It's pretty far. The flick is there, and the attempted volley, they're really going for those big volleys. And an attempt to keep possession by Mendez just behind Godoy. A good play. And here is a one-on-one. Tyler Albertson tries to go in. It's played on the left side of the box. The shot is there, and it's just wide. Eric Anderson tried to make the diving right save, but it hits off the side netting of the goal safely away for a goal kick. A good shot there by Dixie State. They're starting to really get some opportunities here. Dominicans got to keep that pressure up. They have to keep their defense really, really aligned with each other, too. Can't have gaps in there. On the right side, Dixie State with the shot. Eric Anderson has to tip it up. Dixie State had a wide open player on the right side of the box, about the right corner of the 18-yard box. Had the shot, and Eric Anderson, with the reaction save, puts his hands up and tips it over the goalpost. Corner kick for Dixie State. Tyler Albertson now with the corner kick. It's up in the air, far post, headed out by Josh Godoy. Schallenberger looks for the far volley, and the rebound is there, but nothing for Dixie State. A wide open rebound, but nothing could come of it for Dixie State. Eric Anderson, it was rolled right to him. Very lucky for Dominican. Those rebounds have almost been costly, and Dixie State has really almost capitalized. Nuri Bonacosta, good hustle to keep the ball, but Kottenbach has it on the left sideline. Sprinting up the left side, looks like it's up to Rohde, and he cuts back inside. Josh Godoy, good job of getting back, and Rohde gets the tip. Kottenbach tried to play the through ball, but Rohde was in very good position. Albertson now down the left sideline against Godoy and Rohde, the double team. Godoy trying to go in hard. Albertson keeps the ball. A good play, but Vanderpool is there with the good tackle. Albertson tried to go inside, tried to split the double team. Luckily, Vanderpool really stepped up hard. And here comes Dominican's defense, charging up the field to try to cover that space as Dixie State plays all the way through the back. But here they come again. Kotzenbach on the left sideline on the outside of the 18-yard box. The cross is in. Vanderpool is again there for the stop, and he clears it out. Alex Cox plays it over on the right sideline for Dixie State. Plays it back to David Pataki. Has the big ball in, but Vanderpool is there again. Godoy plays it over to Nuri, who has to go, has to hurry, and he does. Up the right sideline, looks for Mendez, looks for Guevara across the field. Has Godoy as a trailer. Plays it towards the middle. Tries to play it into Guevara on the outside of the 18, checking in. Again, a miscommunication with Nuri and Pedro. Can't keep that up. Dixie State defenders try to play it all the way up to Kottenbach, but Eric Anderson is there to pick it up. And a terrible ball. Now it is a 3-on-3, but Schwab Musiana has the 1-on-1 tackle. Great tackle by Musiana to save a golden opportunity for Dixie State. Dixie State will have the throw-in now and will try to keep it on their attacking side. It's on the right side. Valdez Mendoza working hard against the far attacker, Michael Robolato. Can't get much of it. It looks like Valdez and a Dixie State player are both down right now. They got tangled up on the very far corner of the field, the far right attacking corner for Dixie State. But Valdez Mendoza is still down. The trainers are being called, and it looks like he is in a great amount of pain, rolling around there. And Evan Cordova knew. He called the trainer before the ref even did. He knew that Valdez Mendoza was definitely in pain. He's still down. Not looking good for Dominican. That is their starting left back, and he plays every minute that he can. Injured last year for a few games, Valdez Mendoza is a huge component to this team. Really holds it down on the left side of the defense. A speedy player, but also a very smart player. Only around 5'8", 150 he is. He makes up for it with a ton of effort, a ton of perseverance. Really, really works hard to keep that left side down. He walks off the field right now with the trainer, holding his left arm. He might have rolled on it. Something bad happened, though, as he walks off the field. Here comes the substitution. I believe Danny Manfred comes. Oh, excuse me. Carl Fitzgerald coming into the game as the substitution. The throw-in for Dixie State now on their attacking right side. The big throw comes in. A lot of bodies in there. And the Dixie State gets ahead on it. It's headed right. And it looks like it was tipped by his defender, Jordan Rohde. They both got ahead on it, and it was spinning off of the flick from the throw-in. Good hustle by Rohde to really recover and knock that away. That was a dangerous play from Dixie State. Here is the corner kick high in the air on the far post, and it is headed out for a goal kick. Number 6, Alex Lahoon, was up for the corner. Tried to get it in, but headed it wide left. Anderson now has the goal kick, and again, the wind has picked up a little bit. It's still a good goal kick, about to halfway. Mendez gets a great flick. Nuri tries to play it into Pedro, and again, it's a bit off the mark. Nuri is really looking for Pedro Guevara in the middle of the field. They have to find each other if they're going to get anything going, though. Now, 2 minutes left in this half. 12 shots for Dominican. A good half for them, shots-wise. Yet only one goal to show for it. Evan Cordova now replacing Valdez Mendoza on the left side as the left back. And a good play, especially with his big left foot. Really has a cannon on the left side there. The throw-in by Dixie State. A far throw into Schallenberger, but it's blocked off with the body by Musciana, and he lets it go out for the throw-in for Dominican. Cordova will have the throw. Plays it down the line, over the head of Fitzgerald. Mendez tries to keep the ball, but a good clearance from Dixie State. Musciana gets high in the air, plays it to Fitzgerald, keeps the possession to play it back to Cordova. Cordova tries to look down the line, fakes it, and then plays it back to keep possession with Chris Senes. He plays it way up the field. Dixie State gets ahead on it, and it's right to Jordan Roylands. Looks up the field, guarded by Josh Godoy, playing on his right foot on the left side, trying to play with Godoy, and Roylands played it right to Swap Musciana of Dominican. Nuri gets the ball. Godoy tries to make a play all over number 19, Francisco Rivero, but couldn't get anything going. It is a throw-in for Dominican. And this half has just about come to a close. That is the horn. Dominican 1, Dixie State 0. Right now at the end of this first half, a good half by Dominican. Really took the pressure up and had the pressure on top of Dixie State the entire game. And they made the most of their opportunities early. They got a ton of corners. I believe 6 or 7 corners already in the first half. And with Dominican's big bodies in the middle, it's really important for them to make the most of them. They really did there. Off the tip of the keeper's fingertips, Vanderpool had the left-footed shot to make it 1-0 Dominican at half. This is Jordan Smith for Penguin Radio. We will be back in about 10 minutes on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Kenley Field here at Dominican University of California. We are almost ready for the second half of play. It is Dominican versus Dixie State right now, 1-0 in favor of Dominican. A quick update, an injury update on Fabian Valdez Mendoza. On that play where he injured, it looked like his shoulder actually popped out. A very painful thing for any athlete. Luckily, Valdez Mendoza, I would consider him quite the tough guy. Popped it right back in, and he is back out there for the start of the second half. Back there at his left back position. Looks like the starters are all back in for Dominican to start the second half, and here is the whistle. Dominican starts off with the ball, and it's immediately stolen by Dixie State. Charging up the field is Joshua Cook right away. Has a hit, but it is wide left of the goal. Thought he drew a foul. Nothing there, the ref said, though. Rohde plays it up the field. Mendez working hard, gets pulled, but Dominican still has possession. Mitnick drives down the middle of the field with his right foot. Tries to play it to Schwab Musiana. Not a good ball, and here comes Dixie State back at the field. Albertson plays it wide right to a cutting player. The flick is there in the middle of the field. Albertson has the ball again. A good slide by Sam Vela to absolutely take the ball from Albertson. A flick by Guevara to Mendez to Bonacosta on the left side now. Back to Mendez. Can't quite get it, though. Good three-man ball by David Mendez, Nuri Bonacosta, and Pedro Guevara. Couldn't quite match it up, though. Nuri with a nice header high up in the air, right to Albertson, though. Has it again, chests it down, plays it in the middle to Vela. Looks up the field, tries to play it all the way over to Jordan Rohde. Can't quite get it, and here comes Cook. Very fast with his left foot down the middle of the line. The foul might be there, and it's called. Jordan Rohde got him, tried to block him off with the body, but got into him too much. Joshua Cook really used his speed with his left foot all the way down the middle of the field, tried to basically go 1-on-7 there against all of the Dominican defenders, drew the foul, and it will be a free kick on the left side, near the middle of the box, just 22, 23 yards away, a dangerous, dangerous area for Dixie State. Looks like Eric Anderson will be calling for a four-man wall in front of the goal. Dixie State asks for 10, they get it. The shot may be here, and it's there. Goes for the far post. It's over the goal. Eric Anderson casually jumps up. Nothing there, though, and it is a goal kick for Dominican. Last half, I talked about the wind really affecting Eric Anderson's kicks and keeping them in the air, making sure they're not going too far. This half, though, the wind has stayed fairly consistent going towards the north side, so kicks should go a little farther by Dominican now. Mendez has the ball in the middle of the field, plays it to Guevara at the center circle. Guevara charging up, plays it to Mitnick on the right side. They're in the attack. Guevara runs down the line, has to try the cross, and it is out for a corner kick for Dominican. Good two-man ball there by Colby Mitnick and Pedro Guevara. Guevara really sprinting down the field to get it to Mitnick on the right side, and Colby played it nice. Down the line, Guevara was able to earn at least a corner kick, and he will be kicking this ball way into the wind. Vanderpool gets shoved off the ball. No call. Mitnick tries the nice, fancy little flick behind his foot, and it goes to Guevara, who plays it, keeps possession all the way back to Jordan Rohde. Now Corey Vanderpool in the middle of the field plays it back to Sam Vela, back to Vanderpool, and Dominican will be looking to attack now. Sendis has got to play it fast into the Dixie State defender. Excuse me. Nothing there for Dominican, though. Pedro working hard to get the ball back. Can't quite. Oh, there he goes. Steals the ball from Ryan Benavente. Great work ethic by Pedro Guevara. Really stood out there. Sam Vela working hard to keep the ball. Plays it into Colby Mitnick. Draws the foul. Keeps on his feet, though. No foul there. Advantage was called. Colby Mitnick, able to keep the ball, is now Valdez Mendoza on the left side, over to Schwab Musian in the middle, to Nuri Bonacosta, tries to play the through ball to Mendez, keeps the ball though, running down the right side of the field. There is Mendez with the running through ball down the middle. Tyler Walter is there with the aggressive come out, though. Gets the ball, and here comes Dixie State on the fast counter. Joshua Cook, again, using his blazing speed. Stolen by Corey Vanderpool, but Dixie State still has the ball, looking for an attack. Good tackle by Jordan Rohde. Sticks his right foot in the way of Albertson and takes the ball. It is now a Dixie State throw-in. Jordan Rohde had to stop all of his momentum going back to stop the cut from Albertson, much behind him, was able to do it, though. As the Dixie State throw-in goes all the way down the field, Vanderpool shields it away from the Dixie State defenders out for a goal kick. As suddenly, when I say Dominican has the wind to their advantage now, suddenly the wind has died down for Anderson's kick. Still a good one. Vela tries to get the flick, and it's right to Vanderpool. Here comes Mendez in the middle of the field, keeps possession. Vela plays it down the right sideline for Colby Mitnick. Tries to use the speed, but it's a little fast. Out for a throw-in on the left side for Dixie State. They are in their defense. Assistant coach is really trying to get in. Both coaches, actually, are standing up, trying to get the pressure from the from their teams, begging for pressure. As Vanderpool is down in the deep corner for Dominican, the deep left corner, able to steal the ball, though. Kits it all the way to Guevara, charging down the right side. Plays it to Nuri Bonacosta on the left side, who has a one-on-one opportunity. Gets it right by the Dixie State defender. Plays it to Schwab Musiana on the left side, but Tyler Walters is there and picks up the ball. Throws it immediately all the way to Seth Azevedo, who tries to play it again down the right sideline to Jordan Roylance, stolen by Fabian Valdez Mendoza. Valdez Mendoza actually grabbing his left shoulder a little bit. He might still be in pain. A popped out shoulder is very, very painful. It's all about adrenaline when it comes to playing through injuries, though, in sports. Good two-man play by Dixie State, but stolen by Swap Musiana. Tries to play it again to Colby Mitnick. Dominican is really trying to work their way up the field, using Colby as an outlet up the field. It has worked fairly well, but they should start to connect more passes and not just kick the ball up. As the throw-in goes to Sam Vela, pushes his man away, but Dixie State gets the ball. And now here is Albertson down the right side of the field. Goes against Valdez Mendoza. Has a good tackle, though. And Chris Sennis is able to clear the ball high in the air. Guevara has to shield his eyes. The sun is high up in the air. But for those high balls, very, very tough on the header. Valdez Mendoza has to defend down the line. Albertson tries to take him right down the line. Valdez Mendoza shields the ball, but somehow it's called Dixie State throw-in. Really confusing there. A good slide by Eric Schallenberger. Able to put the cross in. Roylance has the ball on the right side. The cross is in. The hard cross all the way across the field. Nobody for either team is able to get it, though, as it goes all the way to Colby Mitnick. Gets pushed off, but keeps the ball. Guevara now has a counter opportunity. 3-on-3 for Dominican. Plays it down the right sideline to David Mendez. He has it on the right side of the box. Has Nuri and Pedro in the middle of the field. Looks to play it through the middle. He does, and it's right to Tyler Walters, who cradles it through. John Delano is up off of his seat, upset with the linesman on that throw-in call. It looked like Valdez Mendoza didn't touch the ball and just shielded the ball away from the Dixie State forward, but no call for Dominican. As here comes number 9, Ryan Benevente with the shot. It's saved by Eric Anderson. Number 2, Jordan Roylance gets the rebound, but again, it's saved by Eric. Wonderful saves by him. Very quick reactionary saves. The corner kick is there for Dixie State. Out again off of Valdez Mendoza's foot for another corner kick for Dixie State. they really had a big counter there. Ryan Benavente somehow managed to get a wide open shot from the right side of the box in front of Eric Anderson. Couldn't put it in, though. Here's the corner, headed out by Valdez Mendoza, out to Schallenberger. A bad touch, tries to play it in, and it's stolen by Schwab Musiana. Might have numbers here. Here comes Mendez charging down the left side, and Colby Minnick is much faster than his defender, takes a touch. It's way out in front of him, and the center back is able to clear it out for a corner kick. Colby Minnick went right by the freshman, Eric Christensen. No comparison speed-wise between Christensen and Mitnick. Dominican, it looks like they really have to take advantage of that speed, because Mitnick just stormed right by Christensen. Out for a corner for Dominican. And Swap Musiana will have the kick. It's a short one over to Valdez Mendoza, who plays it around with his feet, plays it back to Schwab Musiana, who has the cross in, and it is to the keeper, Tyler Walters, who grabs it, looks for the throw, decides against it, and we will reset for the drop kick. It's a lefty drop kick. Nuri tries to steal the ball, can't quite get it, and it's up to number 14, Alex Cox, who plays it down the line. Benavente now tries to take the ball, stolen by Sam Vella, and it's out on Vella. Good tackle by him. Here is Cox with the throw-in. It's a far throw-in towards the middle of the field. Guevara is there to try to steal the ball, though. Him and Musiana really working hard on defense. Musiana, a light touch on the side. Oh, and a bit of a scuffle right now. The ball is still in play, but there is a yellow on the field. Swap Musiana has earned himself a yellow, a little bit of a scuffle. Him and Tyler Albertson started to get into it. A little bit of a shove from both of them, about 35 yards away from the Dominican goal. Swap Musiana is the only one that ends up with the yellow. It was a light foul on Musiana. He was a little bit upset with the call and took his anger out on Albertson, and Albertson was having none of it. Swap Musiana has earned himself a yellow card. 33 minutes left in this first half, still 1-0 Dominican. Here is the free kick. It's in there for a cross. There's a man there for Dixie State, and it goes right over the goal. Looked like number 14, Alex Cox, had that header, and he was wide open in the goal. The ball was a bit high for him, and it went right on the top of his head over Eric Anderson and over everything. Now 15 shots for Dominican and 15 shots for Dixie State, 9 for Dominican. Dixie State has the ball, playing it through the middle of the field. Ford's really trying to go for something, has the shot. It's a bullet, but it's to Eric Anderson, makes the catch save, makes sure no rebound is available for Dixie State. Here's the drop kick, about two-thirds down the field, hands everywhere for number 6, Alex Lahoon, all over David Mendez. No call, though. Vella goes hard with the heading tackle, and again, a little scuffle between Vella and Eric Schallenberger now. Chest bumping, starting to get a little bit chippy with 33 minutes left in the second half. Schwab Musiana plays it to the right side of Colby Mitnick, has to try to keep possession, but physical defense is played by Schallenberger. Good defense by him. Pedro Guevara steals the ball, and it goes to Mitnick, tries to take the heavy touch, but it's a bit too heavy. The sliding tackle by Alex Lahoon to save the run. Out for a throw on the right side now for Dixie State. Alex Cox throws it into the middle. Benavente working hard against Senes. Senes wins the ball, though, and gets the clearance right to Guevara, who has time, but nobody told him. Here comes Pedro again with the step over, and the guy behind him simply trips right over. Guevara, too much for him. Here comes Nuri Bonacosta towards the middle from the left side of the field. Gets the cut to his left foot. Has the shot, and it's to Tyler Walters. Makes the stop. Good run by Nuri Bonacosta there. Had the shot on target right to Tyler Walters. Here comes the ball over the defender. Chris Senes is able to get back, though, but hits it to Albertson, who has it 30 yards away on the top of the box right now. Mendez, from the forward position, gets all the way back to help on the opposite 18-yard box. And it looks like the clearance was offsides for Dominican. It will be a Dixie State free kick. Dominican is doing a good job of recovering with those hard Dixie State counters. They have to make sure to keep possession, though, or else those counters will come back to haunt them. Here's the ball. Rohde with the header out, but it's still in a dangerous position. Vanderpool with the kick, and the shot by number 18, Eric Christensen, is far too high. Nothing Eric Anderson has to worry too much about, and it will be a goal kick for Dominican. The shots are racking up for both teams. 10 for Dominican, 17 for Dixie State, and the goal kick is right to Dixie State. Nobody on Dominican is even close. Excuse me. Nuri Bonacosta comes in, plays toward the middle to David Mendez, but the ball is a little hard. Schwab Musiana has the ball now in the middle of the field, looking up, looking for an attacker. Nuri and Pedro run right by, and here comes Pedro on the left side, on his left foot, cuts it back to his right, in the middle of the field, about 25 yards away, has the hit to Colby Mitnick, not offsides. Colby tries, and he is offsides. A bit of a late call by the AR, but it is important for those assistant refs to be patient on those offsides calls, because if they get it wrong and if they don't wait for the man to be completely in play on the offsides call, it could ruin the entire game and a missed goal could happen. Here comes Albertson on the right side of the field, tries to play it in the middle to Roylance. Vanderpool steals the ball though, up to Guevara in the middle of the field. A little bit of a weak touch, but gets it to Nuri Bonacosta. The fake play gets a little bit hit by number 6, Alex Lahoon, limping a little bit, but he seems to be okay. Again, getting a little bit chippy more and more as the game progresses. 30 minutes left in the second half now. Well, Mendoza tries to play it over the head of the center back, does a good job. Mendez puts the pressure on, and Alex Lahoon has to play it out of bounds on the left attacking side for Dominican. Valdez Mendoza will have the throw-in. Dominican keeping the pressure up right now and making sure that all of the counterattacks by Dixie State are thwarted. Right now, David Mendez tries to play it back. It's to Valdez Mendoza, tries to get in the middle of the field, and it's cleared out by Dixie State again for a throw-in. Nuri Bonacosta has the throw. It would be beneficial for Dominican to have someone who has a big throw out on the field, but Nuri Bonacosta is just not that man. Usually you do want your left or right mids taking the throw in that attacking half, though. Colby Mitnick has to work hard for it. Dixie State ball on the right side. And Dixie State will keep possession right now. First time they've had a few connected passes through the back, and they play the ball down the left sideline to Jordan Roylance. Jordan Rohde pokes it away and saves it from going out on the goal line, plays it Eric Anderson, who clears it out. Good hustle by Jordan Rohde on that one. Vanderpool up in the air. Easy header for him. As it comes to Guevara, to Vela, Colby Mitnick tries to look down the field, plays the left-footed ball down the line, down the right sideline. Guevara has the ball in the middle of the field and comes in. Alex Cox with a big tackle on Guevara to save that ball. And over the head of Valdez Mendoza, here comes number 9, Ryan Benavente has the shot. Eric Anderson is able to come out. The deflection off of Valdez Mendoza goes right to Eric, and he cradles it and throws it to Senes. Mitnick tries to play the ball to Sam Vela. Turnover there, though. Good pressure by Vanderpool, but Dixie State still has the ball. He has to get back. Here is the ball across all the way over. We have Azevedo trying to go one-on-one. The ball is in the middle, but no Dixie State player is there. Tackle by Albertson and Mendez. One by Albertson. And here is the left sideline, cutting hard. Dixie State has the cross, and it's cleared out again by Vanderpool. Mendez tries to play it, and he keeps possession right now on the right side. Goes right by Christensen, his defender. Christensen's getting worked in this game right now. Nuri tries to put some pressure up top for Mendez, who is caught in the middle. A little much, though. Good tackle by Acevedo, but it's won by Fabian Valdez Mendoza. Throw in about midfield for Valdez Mendoza. Still 1-0 Dominican here with 27 minutes left in the second half on radio.dominican.edu. Chris Senis keeps possession in the back, plays it all the way back to Eric Anderson. Pedro Guevara has the ball in the middle of the field, plays it through to Colby, but Dixie State is there easily for the turnover. Looking up the field, they're really playing a lot of long balls today, Dixie State are. Here comes Jordan Roylands down the left side. Plays in the middle. Albertson is there on the top of the box. Tries to have the volley, but Valdez Mendoza comes in with the good tackle. Acevedo has it on the right side now. Has the cross from the right side, but Eric Anderson comes out and catches it before Albertson can do anything. You're listening to Penguin Radio. I am DJ Jordan. You can listen to my show, The Sports Report, every Monday. That's tonight, 8 to 10. You might as well listen tonight. You listen to this. Sportsport is just more sports. Got a lot of Niners, got a lot of Giants, a whole lot of Stanford, too. Listen tonight, Monday, 8 to 10, Sportsport with Jordan Smith and Brian Sanchez. Eric Anderson now has the ball. Looks for the drop kick. All the way up to David Mendez. Really working hard. Both hands are on him, but no call. Mendez has his hands up, wondering where the call is. Not quite getting it, though. Schwab Mugiano working hard for the tackle. Wins it. Mendez and him are both going hard. Mendez goes in hard for the tackle. They're on top of each other. Nothing is happening. A few players are inside. The yellow is being brought out for someone. About five players inside right by the Dominican bench. Nothing too much is happening as David Mendez earns himself a yellow for falling on top of the Dixie State defender. Physical play starting to pick up with 25 minutes left in the second half right now. Just more and more escalated as the clock is stopped for the yellow card. Let me ask him right now. Yeah, this game and its physicality, it could get out of hand by the end of the game. And it could get very exciting here at Kenley Field at Dominican University of California. Right now, a bit of confusion on the field. If the ref starts losing control of all of the confusion of this game, the physicality could escalate even more because both teams will start to really get angry at the ref. And once both teams are angry at the ref, that is when things really get bad. It is a free kick for Dixie State near the half line on the right side. The Dominican bench is begging the ref to put the ball back where the actual spot of the foul is because the ball right now for the free kick is about 10, 15 yards away from where it actually should be. And they get their request. Number 6, Alex Lahoon, will have the free kick for Dixie State. And here is the kick. Dominican working hard against this Dixie State team, trying to keep that 1-0 lead, trying to get its first conference shutout of the year. Here is Joshua Cook on the left side, plays it in the middle. Cook fakes the left-footed shot and now has it, but it is over the post for a goal kick. A couple of substitutions for Dixie State. The people coming in are freshman Michael Ropilato from Roy, Utah. Coming in for number 11, Seth Acevedo, as well as Wade Cannon, another freshman. Coming in for Ryan Benevente. A lot of freshmen on this Dixie State roster. A young, young team trying to make itself prominent in the PacWest Conference. Here comes Joshua Cook down the middle of the field. Really likes to use that left foot. Cuts it past Vanderpool, but it's just cleared out by Sennis. Dixie State still has the ball in a dangerous with a dangerous opportunity here. Schallenberger has the ball, plays it out to the left side. Roylance right now tries to play it all the way across to the right side. Number 10, Ropilato, can't quite get to it, and it is a throw-in for Fabian Valdez-Mendoza. 18 shots by Dixie State and 0 goals. Oh, and the through ball is just past Sennis, but Wade Cannon can't quite get to it. Eric Anderson cradles it up with his hands. With sports, I am a very, very big stats guy. I'm all about the advanced stats, advanced metrics. I think that's a huge part of every single sport. But my buddy Jim Harbaugh, the god of football himself, says that the only stats that matter are the points. And with 18 shots, the only stat that matters for Dixie State is 0 goals. That big goose egg is looming right now for them with 23 minutes left in the second half. Fabian Valdez-Mendoza on the left side gets past his first defender to Nuri Bonacosta. Valdez-Mendoza gets it back, might have a shot here. He has the shot. It's a good one, but it's just left of the post. Valdez Mendoza has a good shot on the ground. Walters had to make a diving save. It was close, just about a couple feet away from the post there. Good run by Valdez Mendoza and good play by Nuri Bonacosta. Jordan Rohde steals the ball here, has space in front of him, plays it to Mitnick, tries to get the dummy, and it looks like we have a man down on the field. Looking like Sam Vella is down again. Could mean bad news for Dominican. This looks to be grabbing his head right in the middle of the field right now, he is. The ref standing over him, wondering if Vella needs to come out. Like I said before, Vella will absolutely stay in the game. He might have a broken leg, but he will ask to stay in the game. However, a safety cause, because of his safety, he might have to come out. He's still sprawled out on the ground, legs out, trying to work through the pain. Still on the ground. Even with the chippiness and all of the hacks going on and the increased physicality of the game in the second half, still nice to see some sportsmanship, some pats on the back between the teams. When there's an injury, you kick the ball out and let the other team get it. Always good to see sportsmanship in the game of soccer as Dixie State gets the ball back. Sennis, Vanderpool, Rohde, and Fabian Valdez-Mendoza working very, very hard in the defense for Dominican today. Dixie State has the ball in the middle of the field and is stolen by Sam Vella right up, right away. He gets into the action right after his injury. He has the ball again. Matt has a man on and keeps the ball to Swap Musiana. A lot of connected passes here for Dominican. Let's see if they can keep this going. But Mendez cuts all the way back to midfield. And right now, the triangle offense for Dominican is working wonders. Rohde, Musiana, and Mendez had a perfect triangle in there. As Mitnick gets the ball on the right side of the corner of the box, cuts it back down the line to the middle. Mendez has a shot, and it's a goal! Mendez from 16 yards away places it just to the left of the keeper. Walters had the save, couldn't do anything about it. Mitnick had the ball on the right outside corner of the box, played a perfect ball on the ground to David Mendez, who simply places it with ease right in the bottom corner of the goal. 2-0 Dominican with 21 minutes left in the second half. We have a substitution right now. Nuri Bonacosta coming out in favor of Carl Fitzgerald. Nuri has played a very, very good game so far today. And there's a shot from Dixie State at about midfield. Eric Anderson, all he has to do is chest it down. Waste a little time right now back in the box. Nothing too worrying for Anderson back there, as here is his dropkick. Headed away by Dixie State. Svela gets high up in the air, but it's won by Dixie State. Wade Cannon plays it out wide left. Here is Roylance, plays all the way across. Valdez has to get the ball. Vanderpool working hard out there to get to the line. It's out for a throw-in for Dixie State deep in Dominican territory. Here comes Albertson trying to work a double team against Mushian and Valdez. Hits it out on Valdez Mendoza for the corner kick. Dixie State now will have the corner from the right side. They looked for the quick short corner, but Valdez Mendoza and Fitzgerald were right on it. The kick is in the air, and Anderson gets high up in the air and takes the ball right from the Dixie State forwards. Great extension by Anderson to get his hands as high up as possible. Mitnick works for the ball. Christensen can't quite get it. And here comes Dixie State back. Vanderpool has a man on. And there's a lot of pressure on the Dominican defense right now. Three forwards up for Dixie State. Anderson has to simply clear the ball. Mendez, but it's right to Mendez. Guevara now in the middle of the field. Looks to put the moves on Dixie State, but it's stolen by Schallenberger, who works down the field. A good slide by Rohde, though. And it looks like, oh, there is a foul on Jordan Rohde. Schallenberger was begging for a foul and finally got it. Rohde got a little bit of a late tackle as Schallenberger tried to turn towards his left. About 45, 50 yards away from the goal, this free kick will be. And all of the Dixie State forwards will bunch together at the top of the 18-yard box. Here is the kick. The flick is there, and number 10, Michael Ruppolato, almost had a volley. Carl Fitzgerald hurried out there to kick it out for a Dixie State throw-in, though. Good hustle by Carl Fitzgerald. Substitution for Dixie State, we have Jesse Katzenbach coming in for Eric Christensen.
Cover the shots.
On the left side. Here is the throw in, the big throw. It's still in the middle of the field. Dixie State has an opportunity, but David Mendez stops it. Guevara with the clear, high up in the air, but not too far down the field. Dixie State still has on the outside of the box a bicycle attempt from number 14, Alex Cox. Nothing there, though. Schwab Musiana has to get the ball out, defended by Dixie State, and he gets the foul. Drawn by Schwab Musiana. Still 2-0 here, 17 minutes left. 12 shots for Dominican, 19 for Dixie State. Colby Minnick makes a piercing run down the middle of the field. He has a one-on-one opportunity with the goalie. Cuts it back on the defender, gets it. Oh, and it's just left of the goal. Had the one-on-one opportunity. The beautiful move to get by his defender, but hit it wide left on the ground. Goalie didn't have to make a save. Have to make the goalie at least make a save on that. Chris Sennis with the through ball gets it, though. Vela goes in hard with the tackle, but it's to Dixie State, and he recovers and gets the clearance. Gets pulled all the way through, but it's to Guevara right now, who keeps possession for Dominican, plays it out of the back to Valdez Mendoza, who still has the ball. Tries to play it up to Mendez. Gets it stolen. Schwab Musion has it. It's stolen again by Dixie State. Cannon plays it out wide to Ruppolato. Plays it through ball down the middle. Vanderpool dummies it, and it goes right to Eric Anderson. rolls it quickly out to Jordan Rohde. He plays it on the right side to Colby Minnick. Gets right by his defender. Just makes it look easy there. It's stolen away from David Mendez, though. And here comes Roylance on the attack. Stopped by Chris Senis. All the way out to Vela. Has an open Fitzgerald. But here comes the pressure. Fitzgerald gets the good ball. Guevara with the save. And here comes Mendez. Has space in front of him. Number 22, Joshua Cook, is trying to get back. Takes the big touch. And the keeper comes out. Too big of a touch by Mendez. Had to have a shot there, but couldn't quite get it off. Walters made a good, aggressive play as the keeper. Good tackle by Valdez Mendoza right now on the other side of the field as Schwab Musiana hits it out by Dixie State. Had a little bit of a clip. Nothing intentional, though, by Musiana. Looks up the field for a throw-in. Before the throw-in, there will be a substitution. Nuri Bonacosta comes back on the field for Carl Fitzgerald. And the starters are all back in for Dominican. 15 minutes left in this game. Mendez tries to chest it to Nuri Bonacosta down the line. Can't quite get it, though. Defenders all over it. Dixie State has the ball now on the right sideline. Looking up, and here is Albertson in the middle of the field. Plays it down the left side. Rohde has a shove, and it is called a foul on right on the outside of the box. And it's wasted by Dixie State. They tried to play it, but there were so many Dominican players in front of them that they just kicked it away. A wasted opportunity by Dixie State. And here comes Dominican on the counter. David Mendez gets fouled by the keeper, and it is a penalty kick. Pedro Guevara had the fast counter all the way down the field. Played Mendez down the left side and on the left side of the box. Mendez got there just before the keeper. The keeper tried to get it with his hands, but all he got with his hands was Mendez's foot. Earns himself a penalty kick and a golden opportunity here for Dominican. Right now the ref is coming all the way back to the middle of the field. Gives a yellow card to Jordan Roylance. A lot of activity here at Kennelly Field. 14 minutes left. Still 2-0 Dominican. 19 shots for Dixie State. 13 for Dominican. But they have obviously made more of their opportunities on this day. Could be 3-0 here if Pedro Guevara places this penalty kick into the right spot. Now, I've heard rumors that Pedro Guevara has never missed a PK in his entire college career. Not a single one. I heard that rumor earlier this season, and I told the person who told me, don't jinx it. Why would you want to jinx it? Luckily, he made that one right there, so it wasn't jinxed. As Guevara places the free kick. Tyler Walters has also earned himself a yellow card for the foul. Mendez definitely got there before him, and he was definitely fouled on the play. Since the goalie did not touch the ball, and he did touch Mendez, even though I said before, goalies can basically do anything when they touch the ball, Walters did not get any of the ball, and therefore it was a foul. Everybody is lined up for the PK now. The whistle is here. Kick is on the way. It's to the left, off of the post. Pedro gets the rebound, and he easily places it in. But it doesn't count, unfortunately. Wow. You know, everybody next to me is saying I jinxed it. I'll go ahead and take credit for that one. And there is a foul on Dominican. Things really starting to heat up here with 14 minutes left. That PK was right off the left post. Went right back to Guevara. Unfortunately, illegal for him to put it back in. And here is Albertson with the kick. Still Dixie State ball on the right side. And there is a foul on Nuri Bonacosta on the right side all the way deep in Dominican zone. Number 7, Tyler Albertson will take the kick. Basically set up just like a corner kick here with 13 minutes left in this game. The shot is there for Michael Ruppolato, but it's blocked by Schwab Musiana. And here comes Jordan Rohde all the way down the field. Pedro Guevara plays it down to Jordan Rohde. And it is lost. No foul on the call. Pedro Guevara thought he got hacked up a little bit, but no call as there is a substitution for Dixie State. Number 9, Ryan Benevente is coming in for freshman Wade Cannon. A couple freshmen going in for each other. Dixie State has the throw. They hit it to the middle of the field. Albertson has the ball, but he heads it right to Chris Senes as Mendez looks up the field for a counter. Here comes Mitnick with his right foot, cuts it right back, and he goes towards the right sideline. Mendez plays it down the line to Mitnick. He has the ball. He has Guevara in the middle, but there's four defenders in there. Mitnick tries to keep the ball, tries to turn around his defender, plays it back to Mendez, who has to try to keep the ball, but instead tries to attack a little bit too much. Goes all the way to Sam Vela in the middle of the field. Good pressure by Dominican. Even though they lost the ball on that, they still kept the very, very high pressure up. We're able to force a turnover by Dixie State, and it is Dominican throw on the left side of Kennelly Field. 20 shots now by Dixie State, and nothing to show for it. Vela has the ball in the middle of the field. Almost has the fake shot. We'll have the left-footed shot. And Walters has the ground save, goes to his knee, and picks up the ball. Good move by Sam Vela to cut it back to his left foot for the open shot. Couldn't quite get enough on it, though. Rohde goes in for the header. Goes a little bit too hard into Jordan Roylands, though, and it is foul called on here. Called on him. On the bottom of the center circle, this free kick will be. Dixie State is really getting their attackers up. The header is there. It's still dangerous. There is a call on the field, a push, I believe, on Dixie State. It will be a Dominican kick for Eric Anderson as he waits for his team to reset, get back into position, into form. Plays on the left side. Cleared out by Dixie State, but not well enough. And here comes Guevara down the middle of the field. Plays it down the left side, on the left side of the box to Mitnick. He's wide open, but he is off sides. That couldn't have been by more than a foot or two. I thought Mitnick timed his run very, very well on that. Tyler Walters has the kick. It's a deep one. Senes has to have the header, and he does. All the way to Mendez, who tries to clear it out. Has to work for the header, though, and has great body position. Earns the foul from Tyler Albertson, and it is Dominican ball. Excuse me. Mendez on that one had the header, found the ball in the air right away, and did a fantastic job of locating the person next to him, bodying him off immediately, and making sure that he has no chance of getting that ball unless he fouls, which is what ended up being the case. It's a throw-in on the left side. They're still in their defensive side for Dixie State. About 9.5 minutes left. Dixie State has to have 2 goals to tie this up in these last 9 minutes. We'll see if they can get something going. The AR is waving his flag, calling a foul on Dixie State. They went in a little too hard on that slide, and it will be a Dominican free kick in the middle of the field. Swap Musiana will be the one to take the kick. Nuri Bonacosta thought he had a run. He still does, but the kick is a bit short. Dixie State ball on the right side. They try to play it up to a streaking Benevente, but it's headed away by Senes. Out of bounds for Dixie State now. Alex Cox will have the throw. Throws in the middle. They have open people in the middle. Kotzenberg has the left-footed shot, but Eric Anderson is there for the save. An ambitious effort by Kotzenbach. about 30 yards away with his left foot. Eric Anderson was there for the save. The kick is right to Sam Vela. Nery Bonacosta turns right around Alex Cox. Made it look easy, that turn. David Mendez headed on the left side of the box. Goes one-on-one. Cuts it back to his left. Gets tripped up a little bit. No foul. Has the ball still. Kicks it to the middle, and it's cleared out by Dixie State. And here they come on the counter. They will be looking to go fast on this counter. It looks like there are three defenders back and two forwards for Dixie State. Chris Sennis has to do a good job. Puts his body in front, and Corey Vanderpool makes sure to clear the ball away, kicks it off of Dixie State, and it is Dominican ball. A really, really good job of getting back for Dominican, their defense and their midfielders hustling back, making sure that counter attempt is nothing. David Mendez now on the left side, getting double teamed, tries to get through, almost does, keeps going, has his hands up to not foul, and good job by him. The throw-in is for Dixie State, and it's down the line. Chris Sennis uses his body to shield off Benavente on the left sideline for him. Nery Bonacosta tries to play it back, and here comes Nery again. A good move, couldn't quite keep it in, though. Didn't have a lot of room on the sideline to work with. And number two, Jordan Williams, is wide open in the middle of the field. Has the ball on his left foot. A through ball to number four, Eric Schallenberger, but it's off sides. He was about 6 yards away from the goal on that through ball. Off sides, though, is the call. 7 minutes left in this game. Still 2-0 in favor of Dominican, even though there have been 21 shots by Dixie State. Eric Anderson has 10 saves for his day. Mendez has the ball, looking for Mitnick on the right side. Looks to go against the defender. Get right around at his defenders. Could do nothing about it. Mitnick with the cross to Pedro Guevara and has it blocked by the defender coming in to save the day. Pedro Guevara had the ball 8 yards away with a shot, but the sliding defender for Dixie State, Alex Cox, came hard to save the shot attempt by Guevara, and it will be a corner kick for Dominican. 6 minutes left in this game. Dominican will look to put Dixie State out of its misery with this corner kick here. A lot of physical play in the middle. It's to the far post. David Mendez gets ahead on it, but it's wide left for the Dixie State goal kick. As they all march up the field. The kick is right to Schwab Musiana, who heads it to David Mendez. Might have been offside, but is not called. Dixie State is really trying to just play it up to their forwards every time. Not doing too much in the middle work with their midfields, working it up and building up an attack. They're really trying to just get those through balls to the forwards. David Mendez has pressure, doesn't realize, and has to keep the pressure now with Dixie State having the ball. A good flick of a header by Albertson, and here comes Roylance. And Eric Anderson ends up with the ball. Corey Vanderpool and Ryan Benavente going at it all the way down the line in the box. Both of them were really looking for a foul. Nothing called on the play, though. Colby Mitnick with a rare header all the way to Pedro Guevara, and Colby Mitnick has it on the right side, looking for a cross now. Has people, goes down the line, gets right by his defender, tries to cut it back, and it's kicked out from the heel of a Dixie State player. Corner kick for Dominican, just 4 minutes left in this game. Very exciting game so far. These first 86 minutes have been back and forth, counter after counter. And the speed of Dominican has proved to be the difference. Here comes Musiano with the left-footed shot. Walters tries to make a save, but it's wide right. Deflected off of a Dixie State foot for another corner for Musiano on the left side of this field. And remember, you can listen to radio.dominican.edu at any time. Listen to some talk shows, some sports, entertainment, everything there for you. Pedro Guevara gets the short corner. Musiana has the shot. It's to the left side of the post, but kicked out by Dixie State. Mitnick now has the ball outside the box. Tries the fancy move, but gets double teamed, and a good tackle by Dixie State. Ropolato comes back with the counter attempt, and here comes Dixie State fast down the field. A great tackle to stop the ball. Sam Vela goes right into the defender, Joshua Cook. Vela is called for the foul. I'd say that's about his fifth or sixth slide tackle of the game, and probably four of them have been fouls, but they've all looked good. Guevara is there for the chest down, and here he comes on the counter. The pull of the shirt from number three, Jesse Kotzenbach, is not caught. And Guevara doesn't care because he just spins Dixie State right around. Number 14, Cox, is on his heels, falls down actually. He might just be scared of Nuri Bonacosta now because Nuri Bonacosta just made him look foolish right on his heels. Dominican keeps the ball. It's just 2 minutes left in the game. Still 2-0 for Dominican. Trying to keep this shutout and start the season off 1-1 in conference. If they win this, they would improve to 4-1 on the season. One of the best starts for Dominican in years. They've already had their best start 3-0 in 8 years. Trying to improve on that now as they keep possession. Switch it through the back. It is now a Dominican throw in on the right side near midfield. Joshua Cook goes in hard for the tackle, though, as Vanderpool and Roylance look to go at it one-on-one on the left side of the field. Roylance cuts it back, plays it to Albertson, who gets it stolen from him. A big shot by number 16, David Pataki. I'd say that was about a 45-yard shot. Maybe not even a shot. Maybe just an attempted through ball, but man, did he kick that hard. Eric Anderson with the drop kick. Nuri Bonacosta has to shield the sun from his eyes. It's getting a little bit lower minute by minute. It's headed out for a Dominican throw as they wait and wait in this last minute to improve to 4-1, hopefully. I won't promise anything. I already jinxed one thing today. But it's looking good for Dominican as Dixie State runs down the field. Here comes Schallenberger down the left side. Plays it back into the middle, but it's stolen by Rohde. Here comes Kotzenbach to the right side now. Switch of the field all the way over. And here's the cross from the right side. Eric Anderson looks to get it, and he does. Extends up into the air high to get the ball. And it looks like Schallenberger got a little bit caught up in the, Albertson got a little bit caught up in the net as Mitnick takes the ball down. In these last 5 seconds, they'll try to get a goal. Oh, and Mitnick is just a bit offsides for the last shot. But that is the game, folks, as Dominican University defeats Dixie State, avenging their loss from last year 2-0. The coaches shake hands, and the players will shake hands as they all walk off the field. A good, good game by Dominican. They looked sound. Every counterattack that Dixie State had to offer was absolutely gobbled up by the Dominican defense. I would say a collective MVP here to Chris Senes, Corey Vanderpool, Fabian Valdez Mendoza, and Jordan Rohde. A shutout today. 2-0 Dominican over Dixie State. This has been Jordan Smith for radio.dominican.edu at Kennelly Field, thanking you for your time.